This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 7:18. Mira Svirsky joining me on the line. Mira, very, very good morning to you. You must be incredibly busy watching what is going on in Iran.
We are indeed, Howard.
And I see just before I even begin, there is an unbelievable article on the Clarion Project. I would urge people to go and read it. Iranian protests call for the resignation of Khamenei and death to lies. What's interesting to me, Mira, and I'm interested in your thoughts, is this is all seems to be around the shooting down of an aircraft. But is it really?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think this could be a watershed moment, maybe a tipping point, in terms of how the people are reacting. They are so sick of the lies that they've been given. You know, they were forced. I have a source inside Iran that's part of the Iranian resistance. And today, if you look on Clarion Project, he wrote me an article that I'm going to publish about how just every sector of the country was forced to attend Soleimani's funeral. And they're so tired of the lies. And so when this plane crashed and they lost a lot of their own people and there were so many tragedies, you know, newlyweds and a very beloved doctor and just on and on, children and mothers. And for Iran to have such incompetence to shoot this down, it had absolutely no trappings of a cruise missile. I'm not saying they did do it by mistake. They did, but it just shows how incompetent they are. So they, and then they were lied to, and then Iran, you know, refused to turn over the black box until finally, when all the evidence was mounting from the international scene that this was actually a missile that shot down the plane fired from Iran, and then they had to confess. People are just fed up, and that's why they have this line, you know, death to the liars, we're tired of the liars, and they're talking about Khomeini, and they're talking about Soleimani, and they're talking about the government and the whole society.
So it actually is starting, it was triggered by the plane because obviously that was just sort of this final straw. But do you suspect that this is going to spill over into everything else?
Well, I think it already has spilled over, but the tricky thing about Iran is that the Ayatollah was very, very smart when he set up the whole system of government. You see, he has got a personal army at his disposal, which is the IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps.
Right.
And they are very, very, not just loyal to the Ayatollah, but they're heavily invested financially. They own a tremendous amount of every sector in the Iranian economy. So if the regime falls, they fall too. So it's brilliantly set up to keep the regime in power. And my feeling always has been until the Islamic Guards, the IRGC, decides enough is enough and maybe they want to take over or something, we're not going to see a regime change.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Regime change?
Well, almost a coup is because that's really what you're saying could happen.
It's very, very interesting. Like everybody is talking about that it's at a tipping point. And, you know, and Trump has been pressing with sanctions. Now he's going after China. The latest thing I heard was that he was going after China to stop buying Iranian oil, which is going to further put pressure on the economy. It really remains to be seen. It's too early to call.
What we're also starting to see is a fair amount of individual acts of defiance. And we've seen that over and over again with some of their sport participants, the judo guy. We've seen it even I think it was earlier today, there was a report on one of the women who is being used sort of almost for as a post a child for Iran is saying, look, I've had enough. I don't want to be used like this anymore. We've seen images of university students not trampling on American and Israeli flags, walking around it. We're starting to see a very different, I think, type of, or a much more courageous type of defiance. Would you agree with my you know, very shallow analysis of it?
Well, we've been tracking this for a long time at Clarion Project, and believe it or not, this has been going on for quite a while. We've had a chess player.
I couldn't remember the other one. It was judo. It was chess. You know, those are the ones that came to mind.
Judo and chess, and now it's the only Iranian Olympic medalist who's defected. But we saw how the students, a long time ago, we ran videos on Clarion Project that they refused to walk over the American flag. They had, the government had put American flags in front of the building so that to get to their university classes, they had to walk on the flag, and you see them jumping over the flag. So this is nothing new. There is definitely, this has been going on. If you look at the Facebook page, My Stealthy Freedom, this has also been going on for years, where they've had women have been going around taking off their hijabs and photographing themselves. We had White Wednesdays, where they wore white in defiance of the regime. We had in the protests last year that the women were, you know, taking off their hijabs in public. So this has been going on. It's been building and building. And, you know, look, these guys don't last forever. The Ayatollah is quite old. So, but he has so much invested. He's probably one of the richest, if not the richest person in the world, in our estimations, from what we've seen of the billions and billions that he personally owns. He's not going to go down without a fight.
It'll be fascinating to watch this. But we have seen these things gathering momentum and then dying out. They are starting to become more and more frequent. Do you think this could be the one that finally gathers enough momentum?
Well, I think that the main difference with this one is that Trump and the U.S. government are supporting the protesters, as opposed to what happened with the Green Revolution, that Obama turned their back on them and they didn't have a chance with that. I'm sure there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, you know, with that we don't know about. I'm not saying that the CIA is going to, you know, have a coup like in past years. I don't think that's happening at all with the Trump administration, but I'm sure that there's different things going on, and we have to see. You know, nobody would have believed when the Berlin Wall came down. No one would have believed the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia, and no one would have believed how the Soviet Union broke up. We live in a time
absolutely
of almost open miracles. So,
one more factor that you didn't mention, and that is, because of what has gone on over the last while, the world's focus is on Iran. Whereas with the last few demonstrations, the world media wasn't looking there. Now we are looking there. And because of that, this might also be a little bit different.
Right. But as I was looking at the news this morning, even the mainstream media is still parroting the regime, lies. So you see in the BBC just this morning that, oh, what a change. These protesters are coming out versus the fact that the same people came out to express, you know, their sorrow that Soleimani had died. That is just garbage. That people were forced to come out. And it's just like, we don't need this from the mainstream media. That's for sure.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Time is 7:27. And Meris Fursky, thank you as always for your incredible insight. Go and look at Clarion at clarionproject.org for the latest and some really, really very important analysis.